look, you know, we're talking about taking down these statues, and should they take them down or should they not take them down? But what about in our own house?
This is the Labor Radio Podcast Daily for Thursday, April 4th.
You know, we've got this big room that everybody uses downstairs, and it's called the Gompers Room, and it's named after a man that was against people of Asian descent. I mean, he actually fought against people of Asian descent coming to the country. And so it's like, how can we have a room that the biggest room in the place that people come to use, and it's by a racist?
That's from today's Labor Heritage Power Hour, 1 o'clock this afternoon, right here on WPFW, when we'll talk with Terry Melvin about why the AFL-CIO changed the name of the Gompers Room to the Solidarity Room at the Federation's headquarters. For the latest labor arts news and events, go to laborheritage.org. In today's labor history, on this date in 1989, some 1,700 United Mine Workers members in Virginia and West Virginia beat back concessions demanded by the Pittston Coal Company. Today's labor quote is by Richard Trumka, president of the mine workers during the Pittston strike. Rich Trumka, who said, "People keep asking how long we can hold out. The answer, one day longer than Pittston." The Labor Radio Podcast Daily is supported by our friends at Union Plus. You'll find out more at unionplus.org. Keep up with all the latest labor arts news. Subscribe to the Labor Heritage Foundation's free weekly newsletter at laborheritage.org. This has been Chris Garlock for the Labor Radio Podcast Network.